Just six companies dominate the market for agricultural seeds in the United States. That's the corn, soybean, and other crops farmers plant every year. Even more consolidation in the industry may be on the way, thanks to three pending mega mergers among the biggest seed companies. As Robert Holly reports, there might be more at stake for farmers than just the price of seeds.
Norbert Brower began farming in central Illinois in 1990. He inherited the family farm near Effingham from his father. It's a business that's been in the family since 1860.
Cattle, hogs, you know, and we used to have some chickens and that, and then corn, beans, wheat. But now I'm pretty well settled down to basically a corn and bean farmer.
The start of Brower's farming career coincides with a pivotal period in agriculture. In the early 1990s, genetically engineered seeds, or GMOs, started gaining widespread popularity. As more farmers planted more GMO seeds, the companies that sold those seeds grew bigger and bigger, swallowing smaller companies in the process. Research from Texas A&M University shows that from 1990 to 2009, more than 200 independent seed companies were bought out by more powerful firms. For Brower, that consolidation has meant paying more for seeds.
When I began to farm, I could put out an acre of corn for about $100. That was seed, fertilizer, and everything. Today, I pay over $100 alone just in seed.
But it's more than higher costs that concerns Brower. With even more consolidation on the way, he worries it will hurt the seed industry's drive to innovate. That could be devastating to farmers waiting for new technology to help deal with the effects of superweeds and climate change. Brower's worries are backed by researchers like Spencer Waller.
The fear is prices are going to go up, quality is going to go down.
He directs the Institute for Consumer Antitrust Studies at the Loyola University Chicago School of Law.
Whichever company was trying super hard before, they got merged in, it's just going to stop caring because now they're part of the bigger enterprise and they don't have to work very hard to keep your business because there's nowhere reasonably that you can turn to.
Financial reports show that a group of companies known as the Big Six already invests heavily in innovation. But here's what's driving concerns from farmers like Norbert Brower. Last December, Dow Chemical and DuPont announced they were merging. A month later, ChemChina bought Syngenta Ag. Most recently, Bayer, the maker of aspirin, struck a merger agreement with Monsanto. That's five of the Big Six companies. If the three mega mergers clear regulatory hurdles, and that's a big if, roughly 80% of the U.S. corn and soybean seed markets would be controlled by just three companies.
What you see is players in the industry trying to connect with others that give them an added value, maybe a chemical company with a seed company or vice versa, so that together they have a stronger portfolio than they have as a single company.
That's Tamara Nelson with the Illinois Farm Bureau. She says concentration might actually encourage innovation. Not only will merged companies be able to pool resources and share ideas, Nelson says concentration might also help companies cut through governmental red tape. It can take a company anywhere from 5 to 13 years to move a new type of GMO seed from field testing to commercial release. Costs for a single new product can climb past $100 million. Here's Nelson again.
The regulations and the increased scrutiny of biotech and chemical approvals is actually part of the reason why companies are getting bigger. Innovation and research and development are very expensive, made all the more expensive by a much delayed regulatory approval process in the United States compared to 30 years ago.
Waller, the antitrust expert, doesn't buy that. He says bigger doesn't typically lead to more innovation.
Now, from the company side, every once in a while it's true that it's only the merger that allows two companies to do some kind of innovation that they couldn't have done on their own. But that's a really tough argument, and I have not found that to be the case factually very often.
In the end, it will be up to regulators to decide whether or not these latest mergers go through. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing on seed industry consolidation in September. The Justice Department is reportedly reaching out to major farm groups to hear their take on the deals. But Brower, the Central Illinois farmer, isn't so sure the scrutiny will change anything.
My heart goes out to the young person who's entering farming. The consolidation has already happened. If we were going to have hearings on consolidation, it should have been years ago. That's when the competition got weeded out.
For Illinois Public Media, I'm Robert Holly.